This November, Washington voters will decide whether to require background checks for person-to-person gun sales. Initiative 594 would close what gun control advocates used to call the gun show loophole. But these days, much of the unregulated gun trade is happening online. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins recently met up with a gun enthusiast who buys and sells on a website called ArmsList.
I found Amon Moore by responding to his ArmsList posting. He was selling a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol for $450. Moore agreed to an interview. We met at the Paul's Bow Sportsman Club. Moore brought several guns to target practice with.
This is a Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum.
Is this what you carry on you most of the time?
Yeah. Yeah, this is my self-defense gun.
Moore took aim at a target of a masked man pointing a similar-looking revolver.
Yeah, I think he's got the same gun.
And started squeezing off shots. 5 rounds later, the bullet holes form a tight circle in the chest of the target.
You know, for self-defense, you always want to aim for center mass.
Moore has a concealed pistol permit. He keeps his .357 in a holster in the small of his back. I didn't notice until he pulled it out. What I did notice were his tattoos. One is a gun with the words "to keep and bear arms" inked into his skin.
Yep, right there. This is a tattoo of a .50 caliber black powder gun that my wife got me for Christmas.
Moore collects guns as a hobby. He won't say exactly how many he owns, but when he buys or sells a firearm, he doesn't necessarily go to a gun store. He's just as likely to go online to a website like ArmsList. Think of it as Craigslist for guns. Moore says the online marketplace is great for finding hard-to-find guns.
I picked up this M6 Scout. It's an over-under. It's a .22 over 410. That is damn near impossible to find at a gun shop. So because of ArmsList, I could find it and find it at a good deal.
Because Moore bought this rifle from another individual, no background check was required. Initiative 594 on Washington's November ballot would change that. If it passes, individuals would have to go to a federally licensed firearms dealer and pay that person to conduct a background check on the buyer. Moore is firmly opposed to I-594. He wants to keep person-to-person gun sales unregulated.
Making it harder for people like us to access firearms isn't going to change anything. It's, you know, you look at places like Chicago where, you know, it's damn near impossible to get a firearm and the crime rate is insane over there.
But sponsors of Initiative 594 argue that criminals are flocking to the online marketplace. They point to a recent report by the gun control group Every Town for Gun Safety. It identified 81 people in Washington who posted online ads over a 5-month period seeking to buy a gun. The report determined that 8 of those 81 were barred from possessing a gun because of a previous conviction. Zach Silk is campaign manager for I-594. He says that report indicates that 1 in 10 online buyers is prohibited from owning a gun.
I would suggest that that's too high a number, and we can do more to reduce that. And one of the ways to do that is to make sure that rather than this being a private market that's completely unregulated, let's bring those people into the light of day and put them in a dealership.
By dealership, he means a licensed gun dealer. The Every Town for Gun Safety findings have not been independently verified, but the organization says it passed along its findings to law enforcement. Court records indicate that federal agents do periodically monitor online gun listings, and federal prosecutors have charged people for illegal internet sales. In Seattle, the U.S. attorney is currently prosecuting a convicted felon who allegedly arranged to buy and sell guns on Facebook. And in 2012, a Washington man was sentenced to federal prison for illegally selling a gun on ArmsList to a Canadian citizen. That buyer then used the gun to murder a woman he had dated.
Well, I have concerns about online gun sales as well.
That's Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation in Bellevue. He, too, read the report by Every Town for Gun Safety, but he has a different takeaway. He says it shows the vast majority of online gun shoppers are not criminals.
Now, if we want to talk about how to figure out how to stop those small numbers, I'll sit down and talk with you. But when you want to stop and infringe on everybody else's rights, that's the problem.
Last year, Gottlieb worked behind the scenes with Washington lawmakers on compromise background check legislation, but that effort failed. This year, he's leading the campaign for a dueling gun measure on Washington's November ballot. I-591 would prohibit the state from adopting a more rigorous background check requirement. At the shooting club, Amon Moore told me that whenever he trades guns on Arms List, he takes precautions. He fills out a bill of sale and copies down the buyer's driver's license number. He prefers to sell to buyers with a concealed pistol license.
Of all the people that I've met on Arms List, I haven't had one person come up that that didn't have the paperwork, that didn't have a CPL. Most of them are just gun enthusiasts.
As for the pistol he recently listed on Arms List, Moore says he sold it to a candidate for Congress, but he won't reveal the name. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.